Cooperation is the name of the game on this week's Farm Your Yard with Carrie Hargrove. She's the farm manager for the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. She recently participated in a Howard County crop mob. She'll explain what that is up next. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I would like to explain a photo that ran on Thanksgiving Day in the Missourian. It was a picture of a group of folks, some adults and at least one teenager, and these people were steadily working together towards one large and possibly overwhelming project on a local farm. I was in the picture along with my husband. We called ourselves a crop mob, and on a clear, warm day in early November, 30 farmers, gardeners, and friends ascended on Bill and Brittany Sullivan's farm near Fayette, like a horde of angelic cicadas, to help construct the beginning of a root cellar. Bill and Brittany Sullivan and their daughter Kaylee raised pastured pigs, goats, chickens, and vegetables on a 20-acre farm in Howard County. They sell their pork, veggies, and shaved ice at the Columbia Farmers Market and in local restaurants and grocery stores. As the farm's production increases, the Sullivans are looking for low-cost and sustainable methods for produce storage, hence the need for a root cellar, and hence the crop mob. I'm Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard, and today we are talking about the importance of supporting small-scale local farmers. I don't want to sound like a crotchety old person, but I do think that past generations had something great that has been lost over the slow but inescapable march of time. I know that generalizing is dangerous, but for the most part, rural communities in my lifetime have experienced a myriad of difficulties, from the brain drain to reduced access to healthy foods, from the erosion of the local economy to difficult access to healthcare. I don't want to oversimplify anything, but back when more people were farmers, I'm talking about when most people lived in the country rather than the city. I'm talking about back when most people lived in the country rather than the city, and when the concept of a farm was totally different than what it is today. Rural communities were the heart of America. I am talking about a time when most people raised some pigs and beans for the family in addition to their other forms of livelihood, be it farming cash crops or being an auto mechanic. The point is that there were people in rural America, not just thousands of acres of uninterrupted corn. And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, my grandparents grew up in tightly knit rural communities in southern Missouri. So I tried to paint a picture of what early to mid 20th century and earlier rural America was like. It no doubt was some tough living. For example, a great uncle of mine named Claude lost an arm in a tractor mishap. But there were communities to help share that load, both physically and mentally. That, in my estimation, is where we fumbled the pass. When, as a country, we made the transition from the farm to the suburbs. Let's bring back that barn-raising spirit, right? And that is where the concept of the crop mob comes from. Farmers helping farmers share the burden. As I have noted, farmers are now a minority in our country. According to the USDA Census of Agriculture in 2012, 3.2 million farmers operated 2.1 million farms, which covered 915 million acres that generated food, fuel, and fiber for Americans and people around the world. That's crazy to me. That is a lot of acres farmed by a comparatively few amount of farmers. Since World War II, farming got real big, real fast. So many farms today are huge, and the average age of a farmer is 58 and aging, because fewer young people are starting careers in farming because it's hard to start a career in farming. Really, a crop mob, even one that is chock full of the most efficient Paul Bunyan-type women and men, can't make headway on a project on a 2,000-acre farm. Those farms are built around giant pieces of machinery, not necessarily human labor. Okay, so let's zoom in some more and talk about the minority of the minority, small-scale, independent farmers. There are a lot of individual small-scale farms in the United States. In fact, according to the USDA, 80% of farmers operate farms that produce between $1,000 and $99,000 of gross income a year. But these farms are so small, compared to the relatively few but gigantic farms, they are easily overshadowed when people and legislators talk about modern-day agriculture. Oftentimes, legislation is focused more on supporting and protecting the ginormous farms rather than the millions of small ones out there. That leaves farmers like the Sullivans, farmers that make a living off their farm, but that don't receive the type of assistance that really huge farmers enjoy, to look for assistance in the community they know will be there for them. Other small-scale farmers. The day of the crop mob began with a giant hole in the ground and with a mountain of clay beside it. The goal of the day was to fill woven plastic bags with clay, line the sides of the hole with the bags, tamp the bags down so that they were flat, and continue working upwards layer after layer, placing barbed wire in between the layers, until the walls we were constructing reached 7 feet. Even with so many people working to fill the bags with clay, stringing barbed wire, tamping, we didn't get finished before the sun went down. The Sullivans are still working on the project to this day. Once the walls are finished, they will put a roof overhead and add layers of plaster to the woven plastic bags, which will finish the walls. And hopefully, next summer, they will have a functioning root cellar. The work was simple, repetitive, and physically demanding, but there was good cheer amongst the friends that gathered to work on the project. Laughter, children's voices, and the steady, dull thud of the tampers drifted over the cooking group were two kinds of soup were simmering, and there were pans and pans of cornbread laid out for the after-work celebration. We might have run out of time for that day, but we didn't run out of camaraderie. Just as it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a whole mess of people to keep a diversified farm running. Add the construction of much-needed infrastructure to the long list of daily chores, and there isn't enough hours in the day, even in a month, to get everything done. Which is why, on a warm day in early November, 30 mid-Missouri farmers descended on the Sullivan's farm to lend what they had, helping hands, strong backs, and the tacit understanding that there is something beautiful in this chosen path of life. Tied to the whims of nature, small-scale farmers understand the meaning of hard, fulfilling, get-your-hands-in-the-dirt-and-off-the-keyboard type of work that leaves behind a positive mark of your existence. This positive mark is evidenced by soil, water, plants, and animals that are tended conscientiously. That beauty isn't totally lost in our modern, technology-infused lives, where most think bigger is better. That beauty is just hidden in the small farms that dot the American countryside. And on that day in November, it just so happens that a photojournalist was there to catch it on camera. Thanks for listening. On behalf of the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture and KBIA, I am Carrie Hargrove. If you are interested in what the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture does, find us on Facebook or visit our website, which is columbiaurbanag.org. Thanks for listening and happy gardening.